Politics. A section of leaders allied to the Kenya Kwanza government have called for the need to support the government in its endeavor to implement crucial projects across the country. The leaders observed that though there have been challenges facing the country, the government was committed to ensure it fulfills its pre-election pledges. Led by Kaharu Member of Parliament Ndindi Nyoro, Nyandarua County Women Representative Faith Gitau, Michael Machira, Ol Joro Orik, and nominated Senator George Mbugua among others, they said the government had set aside money meant for crucial development projects and hence called on Kenyans to remain patient and hopeful. Ndindi Nyoro observed that under the stewardship of President William Ruto and his deputy Rigathi Gachagua, whom he said were the vision carriers, the government increased the allocations in its budget to the Teachers Service Commission, TSC, to a tune of ₦26.3 billion to ensure that teachers get their pay and also enhance the process of engaging interns on permanent and pensionable terms. He added that another ₦220 billion has already been set aside for the construction of stalled road projects. He spoke at St. Louis Catholic Church, Igwimiti Parish in Ol Joro Orik constituency, during celebrations to mark Palm Sunday and a fundraiser for completion of the church project. The chairman of the budget committee at the National Assembly said the government had also set aside ₦2 billion for the cash transfer program to enable the smooth payment of elderly and people living with disability. The government is on plans to create more job opportunities for young people in the country, and I want to call on Kenyans to grab every chance given by the government, said Ndindi Nyoro. On Mount Kenya politics, the leaders said they were behind the leadership of President William Ruto and therefore challenged other leaders to commit themselves to unite the country and the region. Ms. Faith Gitau and Michael Machira defended Ndindi Nyoro's tour across the country, saying he was acting on behalf of the president and his deputy and hence there was no cause for alarm. They dispersed rumors that he was being used to divide Mount Kenya region but added that the Kaharu MP's development record indicates that his political future was bright. This comes as the youthful MP is being touted as President William Ruto's next running mate, an idea that is keeping Deputy President and 2022 running mate Rigathi Gachagua on his toes. Lawmaker Ndindi Nyoro has been dominating the news headlines in Kenya in the recent past since reports emerged he has been groomed by a section of ruling party officials as a potential running mate of President William Ruto in the 2027 presidential election, replacing Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua. There is a supremacy battle between Nyoro and Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua, which has divided the ruling United Democratic Alliance, UDA.